Stay tuned for a special edition of the Multifamily Deal Lab podcast. Welcome to the Multifamily Deal Lab podcast, where we dissect the deal before your eyes and ears so you can discover the strategies and tactics that got each deal to the finish line. Strategies and tactics that you can put in your own toolbox to get you to the closing table. From sourcing the deal, raising, due diligence to the property takeover, Multifamily Deal Lab shows how you too can get the deal done. And now here's your host, David Lindahl.
Everybody, welcome to Multifamily Deal Lab. I'm your host, Dave Lindahl. And with me is Dan and Chuck. And they're going to tell you exactly who they are and where they're from. And then we're going to talk about a deal that they did. So guys, tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Woodford. I live in the Northern Virginia area, D.C. area.
And I'm Chuck Triska, also live in the Northern Virginia area, work right next to Daniel in the same office. And we met about 3 years ago, and I got interested in real estate because of Daniel's keen interest in real estate. And here we are together 3 years later and working some good deals.
So you guys are partners. Now you guys are both now behind you. You're at Dan's home, I assume?
That's great.
Yes.
We had talked earlier, and Dan's family's behind as well, and the American flag's behind you also, and you guys are both military. You want to explain that connection?
Yeah, I'm actually active duty military, stationed at the Pentagon, and Chuck is retired Air Force. He's a government contractor there, and we sit next to each other in the Pentagon.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk about the latest deal that you've done. First of all, what was it, where was it, and how did you find it?
Well, it was a 40-unit apartment building, and it was in Richmond, Virginia. We found it actually through just kind of searching for a broker. We found a really good broker who gave us basically a pocket listing.
Okay, so before you go any further, so let's talk about the broker. Like, how did you find the really good broker? How, you know, and what did you do to establish that relationship? And how long did it take them to get you a good deal?
Well, to be honest, it didn't take that long to get this deal. We called him, and he really was responsive to what we wanted to do. A lot of it, I think, stems from the confidence that we gained from just kind of understanding the process and the materials that you present and that type of thing. So we went down there. We saw the building, and the rest was pretty much goes from there.
Well, let me fill in a little bit more. Daniel called 7 or 8 brokers, and this guy we selected was the one that was leaning forward for us, and it seemed really interested in doing some deals with us. The others were kind of laid back, didn't call back, or didn't seem too interested. So I think the key is finding a guy that's interested in doing deals.
Yeah, and not everybody you meet is going to be interested. As a matter of fact, it's a numbers game. Yeah, but eventually the cream will rise to the top, and you create some sort of relationship, some sort of commonality, and then you move forward.
We went down there, established rapport with him, used a lot of the knowledge and techniques that you'd given us in the July conference in Boston.
You got the broker. The broker sent you the deal. From there, okay, so you analyze the deal. You decide you're going to put an offer. How much did they ask for, and how much did you eventually settle for? How much did you actually get the property for?
They asked $1.6 million for it, and we actually settled on $1.1 million.
Oh, that's a pretty good discount, $500,000. How did you get such a big discount?
Well, we figured we used the technique. We saw that it was undermanaged, and the occupancy was right around low 80s. But we noticed other properties in the area were in the 90s, mid to high 90s. So we thought it was undermanaged there. And so we kind of made an offer based on that.
Well, and we knew they were motivated.
Oh, why were they motivated?
Didn't fit their property mix. They had about 1,000 other doors. It was a nonprofit, and this was the black sheep.
Okay. So, and how did you find out that information?
From the broker.
Oh, from the broker. So the broker gave you some good information.
Yes, yeah. He did.
All right. That's good. That's good. All right. So when you're going through the process of buying this, well, first of all, you got it for 1.1. How much was the raise, and where did you get the money?
The raise was $250,000, and we got it from friends and family, basically, and ourselves.
Okay, so you put some money in yourselves, and then you went to friends and family for the rest of the money. Okay, good. And then going through the deal, as you're doing your due diligence and you're putting everything together, what were the obstacles in the deal?
What were the obstacles?
Yeah, what were the difficulties?
It went very smoothly. We didn't seem to have any difficulties that I recall.
I can't think of one off the top of it.
All the due diligence came back okay? The financial and the physical?
We did everything you recommend, and it looked like a green light all the way.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so then you get to the closing, you close the deal, and then it's time for takeover. What are you doing for management?
We have a property manager that's taking care of it, and he pretty much changed it over from with the other property manager.
And how did you choose that particular property management company, and why didn't you stay with the existing property management company?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The existing management was done through the nonprofit, so that really wasn't an option. So we looked around for property management, and this person was referred to us by our broker, and we met with him. And then when we called, it was interesting, when we called our bank and told him who our property manager was, he was excited about that because he knew the guy. So basically, we had multiple references for this person.
Did you tell you found him through the broker? The broker recommended him?
Yes.
All right, so it sounds like it's a pretty smooth deal.
It was pretty smooth. Right.
And how much does a 40-unit property throw off in cash flow each month, net?
This is, I think, right around $6,000.
After mortgage.
Yeah, after the mortgage, so it's about $6,000.
After the, what about after all the other expenses as well?
About $6,000.
You're going to be putting $6,000 in your pocket each month?
Yeah.
We can, yes.
That's a pretty sweet deal for 40 units.
Some repairs that we spotted, and we are raising the rents in the process of that because they're low. And we got some money back from the bank to do those repairs.
So you're taking that money, you're putting it in, and you're doing some repairs on the property, but it has a value play of low rents. So what was the occupancy going into the property?
It was right at 82%.
Ooh, 82. So now you have another opportunity to raise the occupancy, raise the rents, and so what's that $6,000 going to turn into when you get the rents and the occupancy raised?
Vacation.
Yeah. Have to look at it. I don't have the exact number, I guess. Yeah.
But you're going to, you increase that occupancy by at least 10%.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get into the 90s, and then you increase the rents by, how much per door will you increase the rents by?
Some of the one bedrooms go, we were able to increase $60 a door.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you're looking at least probably another $1,000 to $2,000 per month. An additional up and above the six. That's a pretty smoking deal. So has that broker turned around and ready to give you another one?
Actually, he has. It pretty much opened the doorway for us for several other different deals.
And they're much larger deals. And the broker knows of the cash flow off of this one. And we're in the little circle of friends that we've made down there, the attorneys, the bankers, and what have you. We can leverage what we're getting off of this into bigger deals.
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly how the game is played.
So one of the deals that he offered us is a 110-unit apartment building. It's a historic tax credit deal in the Richmond-Petersburg area, 110 units apartments and 160,000 square feet of commercial space. Hmm. And that one's going to be about, I think, right around $19 million deal.
That's a pretty big jump.
That's going in, and when it's finished out, approximately $30 million.
The profits are going to be $30
million? Yes.
Wow. How much are you going to have to put into that to make that profit margin?
$1.3 million.
That's not much.
Yeah.
$1.3 million to get it back, $11 million. That's pretty good. How many doors is that?
It's 110 apartments.
Yeah.
It's 160 square feet of, 160,000 square feet of commercial.
It's amazing what opportunities come your way when you do business properly. You know, you do what you say you're going to do. You're not a pain in the butt, and you perform. All of a sudden, all the doors start opening for you.
Those were keys to building the confidence with this broker, and he's just offering or opening doors for more and more deals. There's two or three more that are in the works.
That's awesome. Give some advice for anybody that's either just starting out or maybe hit a plateau. Give some advice to how to move forward in this business.
Well, I would just say, just keep going. You know, you had a good point.
Well, I anticipated that question. I think it's just overcoming your own personal inertia. You have to have the will to go forward. You have to keep working that little by little. But don't wait too long. You've got to take what what you've given us, have the confidence that you can do it, and go out and start using those tools. Daniel's done that, and it's paid off quite quickly.
That is a great deal.
Well, we are leapfrogging from one deal to another. We got the 1.1 million unit, and then there was a 2.5 million unit. It's commercial space and apartments. And shortly after that, this $19 million deal was presented to us. And for a very small amount, we were able to buy a large portion of that. We're raising the money for that. And, of course, using Gene's skills, we're going to have to do a syndication for that to raise the money. But that's coming along. In fact, we're doing the paperwork as we speak this afternoon.
Wow, that's awesome. What challenges did you have at the beginning? I should have asked that question. But what challenges did you have before you get into that first deal?
I think a lot of it was just finding the market, because originally we were looking at, you know, Dallas and some markets in Florida. But we found that, you know, with our work schedule, that kind of thing, we weren't sure how involved we were going to be able to be, you know, as far as due diligence and getting there and kind of evaluating property. So we chose a market that was close, and we chose Richmond and North Carolina, Raleigh-Durham area.
Good stuff. All right. Well, great. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Susan, doing this interview.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great time. Have a great time.
Yeah.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Multifamily Deal Lab podcast, where the deals get done. If you'd like to learn more, visit davesfreebook.com. And don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and review, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening.